is no gray. Just black and white. This is the truth.
Oh, man. The building is on fire.
This is Dannyland.
Tarzan, no. Or Tarzan, go.
Hey, how about that big boy intro, huh? Crazy rock and roll music. This is the stuff that I hear in my head, people. Let me tell you, if I go to bed at night and I don't have on the TV, I hear stuff like this. Basically, I'm caught at a strip bar. Yeah, with no strippers. Danny Chukalinski, that is me. Welcome to Dannyland. And did everybody have a good Easter? Is the caller there? Okay, hey, how was your Easter? Welcome to the wild and wacky Moose 92 Coyote Calhoun in the morning show.
Am I caller number 9? I'm trying to get qualified for the staycation. I want to win the staycation.
Okay. We're fine. Hey, let me, briefly, I posed this question to my mother yesterday when we were, right before we had Easter dinner. I said, hey, what is going on with the whole Easter thing? She said, what are you talking about? I go, they have just about every single holiday right, with the exception of Easter. Follow me on this. Christmas, okay, we understand the three wise men, got that going on. Thanksgiving, let's see, we steal land from the Indians, get them hooked on whiskey, we have a turkey, okay, I understand. 4-day weekend, good. And then we get to Easter, and where does the bunny come in? What? Help me here. Help me understand. Where is the rabbit, okay? There's the 12 wives. Okay, I've seen all the movies. I've read the book. Probably have not spent enough time in the Bible, but I know one thing. There isn't a freaking rabbit, okay? Hey, kids, come over here. We've hard-boiled some eggs, and you don't normally eat eggs any other time, but you're having a grand time coloring these eggs. And then what we'll do is we'll take food, cook food, we'll hide it. We're going to hide it somewhere in the house, and you can go and you can look for them. And then we're going to start the same process on Monday with your meals, and then that way you'll stay active as you look for your food. Why the bunny? Does anybody, you know what, email, message, anything, let me know about the bunny. All right, what else?
You know what else is a surprise?
Oh, this is good stuff. Dick Van Dyke comes, Dick Van Dyke actually publicly endorsed one of the presidential hopefuls. All right, we'll get into that. We got another moment with Dick. Three people you want to punch. In fact, I want to do that right now. And, Oh. It isn't often, friends, that you that you get a scrotum story. But we have not only a scrotum story for you, it's a scrotum cocaine story. Yeah. Let's punch people to get this out of the way right now. Yeah, this always makes me feel better. Again, just so you know, these are in a particular order. I'm right-handed. Get ready. Here we come. Number 3, CNN's Don Lemon. This is just a loudmouth jackass without the knowledge to back it up. All right? Number 2, Bernie Sanders. You'll find out coming up here in just a bit because he called, you know what? He called a pigeon, a freaking dove. It wasn't a dove. It was a bird that wanted to crap on him. And number 1, the Easter Bunny. You know what? You're not mentioned in my Bible. You are dinner. You have no reason being associated with Easter. There, I'm done. Gotta go. Goodbye. All right, I don't want to wait. We already talked a little bit about Bernie Sanders. We will be talking more about him coming up here in just a bit. And what does he have to do with a pigeon? I'll tell you. And we briefly mentioned Dick Van Dyke. We'll have a moment with Dick coming up again before the end of the podcast. So let's put them both together because Dick Van Dyke came out. Hold on, let me finish. Not came out of the closet. Dick Van Dyke came out and endorsed Bernie Sanders. This makes me laugh, and I'll explain. You're a smart human being. Maybe you can figure out why it makes me laugh. Listen to this.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something. You know, in Bernie Sanders, I see a man saying that the emperor has no clothes.
How about you know the guy's freaking name, all right? It's Bernie Sanders. Sanders, not Saunders.
You know, in Bernie Sanders, I see a man saying...
I actually see a man that says, say my name right. It's Bernie Bernie Saunders? Saunders, right? That's how we say it.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
Hot tea all day doesn't stop this denture wearer from hitting high C.
Hot tea? Fix it and forget it.
Hi. Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something. When I see Bernie City City Bang Bang, I need to put on my clothes.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke.
Is that it?
I want to say something.
Yes.
You know, in Bernie Sanders, I see a man saying that the emperor has no clothes.
Oh, my God, it's not that difficult, people. Please don't confuse me. It's like the whole marketing campaign with McDonald's, okay? Follow me here. The clown, Ronald, he's in charge or no? What title does he have? All I know is that you got this creepy clown, and the clown's hanging out in Kids World where they got all these kids around, and he's handing out Happy Meals. That's the guy that I would. But there's no cops. Think about it. You got the Hamburglar. You got some crime. You got a crime problem in McDonald Town, and you know what? You elected a hamburger. You elected a hamburger as mayor. So yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, who should we elect as mayor? Maybe somebody would experience? Well, no, there's a hamburger. Let's give this McCheese guy a shot, huh? And then you got the fry guys. They were in the closet for how long? Supreme Court. Now they're married, and they're just absolutely miserable. All right, so that marketing campaign, really, that doesn't confuse you? This... Or these, I should say. These are the type of things that I look out for people, so you don't have to. All right, moving on. This, there's a private street in Camino, California called Glory Hole Drive. Yeah, I know, fifth grade. And it keeps getting stolen over and over. Now, we're actually going to hear from a couple of people these people. The funny part, at least to me here, is listening to people that live on Glory Hole Drive sort of explain why, pray tell, anybody would want to steal the sign. By the way, good God, that would be the first sign I would go after. It'd be hanging right here in my office. Here we go.
I think the... juveniles or young people say, well, it's a sexual connotation, so they're going to take the sign. Who knows where it went? Some kid's got it in his bedroom or college dorm, or I don't know. We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl. Yeah, I don't know who took the sign, but, you know, they wanted it pretty bad. We had the Smoke Pole sign up in Alaska taken twice.
Oh, really? It did? Let me put it, how about that? Hey, honey, come on out and meet the new neighbors. Hi, how are you? Dan Chekolinski here. Where are you? You see this coming, don't you? Where are you folks from? Where are you from?
We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl.
Well now, how about that, was it? Yeah, we actually moved down from Cleveland, and our street name was Eat Shit Jerk Drive. Yeah.
We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
Danny Land presents...
Hi, Dick Van Dyke.
A Moment with Dick.
My favorite trick was when I played the old banker, and I was the old guy. Mm-hmm. At lunchtime, they always had those tourist buses, trams going around. I'd wait for one to come, and then I'd cross in front of it, And then the minute they would drive off, I would pass them at a dead sprint.
It just started making a noise, and I thought it had a flat at first. Then it started smoking, and it burned to a crisp.
It just burned to a crisp. It's burned, that's right. When I was in Saskatoon with the Serendipity Singers, we would sing our hit song, Burn to a Crisp. So, anyhow. Bernie Sanders, he gave this a speech in Portland on Friday, and this bird came down and landed on his podium, and just inches from his hand.
That if he or she does their schoolwork seriously, does well, take school. Oh. I know it doesn't look like it, but that bird is really a dove asking us for world peace. No more wars.
We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl.
Come on, you know, you weren't, it was no dove. That was a pigeon. And Bernie, he came to shat upon your hat. Ah, it's a dove saying no more war. No, it's not. It's a flying rat. It's a freaking pigeon, okay? Jeez. Help me. Help me.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting in my, I think I'm sitting in my own poop. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke, hello.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something. You know, in Bernie Sanders, I see a man saying that the emperor has no clothes.
23-year-old kid was pulled over in New York City. Okay, what'd they find on him? They found, let's see here. They found some weed on the kid. Five, how about this? Five mobile phones. But the dogs were still getting like a hit, all right? Other than the weed. So then they discovered, after a closer investigation at the jailhouse, they discovered that he had crack cocaine attached to his scrotum. 23-year-old kid, crack cocaine, and then he goes like this. That's great, too. He says, I have no idea. I have no idea how they got there. So apparently, I think The thing to do right now is to rent out your scrotum. You can hang things by it, right? I have paint cans right now. Uh-huh. I have paint cans, Home Depot, Bear Paint. I've got five of them hanging from my stack right now. Yes, I do get that little theme there going, okay? Little theme. So how do they go from the cocaine has to be placed in the, Well, why not? Sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How about that? A Monday edition of Dannyland. That's all about the motivation right there, the force. You can just feel it, right? Yes, feeling good, positive thoughts and positive energy. Anyhow, Danny Chekolinski, thank you for tuning in to Dannyland. Tell some friends, get some more listeners, send them my way. I would love that feedback. That's good, too. On Facebook, it's Radio Danny. Twitter, it's D-A-N-N-Y. C like in Charlie, C like in Zebra, E-K. Got it? Danny Check. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Dannyland.